Thanks for holding on. This is Kevin Smith. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Tamika Patterson.
Hi, Ms. Tamika. Good evening. How's the day going so far?
Going good.
Good to know that. So I'll be assisting you further. I understand that you might consider to sell your property for the right price down the road.
Yeah, as is.
Okay.
And let me ask you this as you're asking me this question, because I meant to ask him. Now, with you all, will there be a closing and all of that? Because I know all of that is important when we're considering selling, because that way we have to know what fees and different things and money is being paid out of the money that we're selling the home for. So is there a closing, or is this an as-is cash deal? How does this work?
Yeah, let me tell you, ma'am. So basically, we are in the listing business, and first of all, we list properties with the realtors, we monetize them, and then sell them for maximum possible price as compared to market. So how it's going to work, like within 48 hours, you will get a call back from our licensed realtor from that area, from your local area, and they will present all the possible options, the prices and everything in detail, so you can make some informed decisions. And after that, if you find us beneficial, then you can go ahead and list your property and work with us. Otherwise, you can make your own decisions. Yeah, so it's not going to be a cash deal, because we don't make cash offers.
But do you typically do closings? I guess that's the question that I'm asking. Do you typically go through
absolutely,
a closing?
Absolutely, ma'am. We've been able to bring up some of the max price offerings in Savannah, and we have like over 20 years of licensed realtors all across Georgia. So one of our top licensed realtors from that area will get back to you, and they will let you know some best possible options for your property. And you can check out all the options, the prices and everything in your area, the comps and everything. You can discuss with your family, and then you can make your own decisions. I mean, it's not going to be a sign-up call. You don't have to sell your property right away, or it's not something like that. So could you tell me, like, are you in a contract with a real estate agent regarding your property selling at the moment? Is it on the market?
No, it's not on the market. No, we are currently with probate with an attorney, with probate, and because she doesn't have any kids and wasn't able to have any kids, but just so it can be transferred completely to my father. We had to go through a month of it being in the paper, so we should be just about complete with that, if not complete.
So are you positive that you're going to, I mean, going to get this property?
Oh, yeah, most definitely that, because, I mean, my father's name is on it with her, but it's just that in order for him to be able to sell it, it had to come out of her portion of the estate, had to come
absolutely,
out of her
yeah.
name. And so the lawyer said that the only way it would be a problem is if she had children, and she's never bared children before.
Okay. All right. Understandable. And my associate advised me that your address is 114 Paradise Drive, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. And you have like three bedrooms, two bathrooms in the house. And right now,
a living room and a den.
Okay, perfect. And
patio
right now,
and porch.
All right, thank you so much for that. And Mr. Mika, if you talk about the title of this property, so is it on your father's name at the moment, or I mean, who's on the title?
Currently, right now, it's he and his wife that are on the title.
All right. And do you make all the decisions regarding this property for your father?
Yes. I'm his financial and health power attorney.
All right. Sounds good. And if you get the right price, then how soon do you think you guys would be able to sell this property? Like in a month, two months, 3 to 4 months?
Well, he's living with me now. So it's just a matter of us moving the stuff out of the home. So like I told him, if the price is right, like I told him, we're not, you know, some people sell a house, they kind of like need to get it done like right now. So we're not necessarily just, you know, on pins and needles, you know, so.
Right.
You know.
So,
like
I mean,
I said,
probably it's going to take like 30 days, 60 days, or 90 days.
I mean, no. I mean, it just depends. If the deal is right and
yep.
we can be out in 2 weeks, we can be out, you know.
Yeah.
It just depends on if it's right. We make it happen. We've already started, you
All
know,
right.
moving anyway stuff, so.
All right, understandable. And have you been appraised before in the last 6 months by any chance?
No, we haven't been appraised. Because
okay.
we've been looking
and,
at as is. That's why we haven't been.
Okay. And right now, Ms. Patterson, have you made any changes or any improvements inside or outside the house, you know, that can add up more value to your property?
No, we haven't. We haven't done anything. All he has had in the past, I believe, 2 years is a new roof. They put a new roof on the house. But
okay.
other than that, nothing has been improved.
Okay. All right. And right now, how much would you think would be the fair market price of your property?
I think right now the fair market price is going to be around $275, $280 is going to be the fair market price.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's quite reasonable. And just to give you a little idea, I'm looking at your property and it shows me the estimated sale price is around $276,000. But it could be more than that or it could be less depending on the current market and the condition of your house.
Right. And I do know that now, too, due to the person who's actually doing the
okay.
place for my father here on our property, he's into real estate as well and licensed and
okay.
everything. And he actually built our home that we're in, both of our homes that we have here in Statesboro, he built. And he
okay.
has been looking at the market kind of for us and, you know, even due to
right.
the Hyundai company coming to this area, being in this area,
mm-hmm.
as well, has had a big, I guess, press for, sales
yeah.
of homes as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. So hopefully, we can do something really good. And if you don't mind me asking, Mr. Mika, what's the reason for selling this property? I mean, you guys
well,
would
dad,
like to buy a new property or?
Well, my father lost his wife in 2023, and he's 81 years old. And it is the doctor's recommendation that he now not live by himself. So we're having to
okay.
Sell his home for that reason. Mm-hmm.
All right, understandable. And lastly, I got your best callback number. That is 912-690-0119. This is the only number to reach back, or do you have any alternate best callback number or any email that I can
add this is the best number for them to call me back at, and it would be good as well if they didn't call my father because he has cognitive issues.
Right.
So
okay.
that's why
I'll
I have power attorney and everything. Yeah. Yeah, he had a brain injury in 1970. Yeah, 77. So, yeah.
I'll make a note of it. No worries about that. And I believe this callback number is not on any do not call list, and you allow us to give you a call back for the next 2 days. Would that be okay?
Yes, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, as I mentioned, Mr. Mika, what's going to happen is one of our licensed realtor from that area will give you a call back, and they will provide you our accurate CMA, a comparative market analysis of this house. And they will let you know, like, how much maximum we can get inside your pocket if you were to work with us and list your property with us. So in this way, you can check out all the options, the prices and everything in detail, discuss with your family, and then you can make some informed decisions. So when is a good time to call you back? Like, you feel free in the mornings, afternoon, or evenings, maybe?
Well, if you call me in the morning, you would need to call between the hours of 8 and about maybe 8:45. A.M. And if you call me in the afternoons, it will need to be probably about 5:15, or a little bit, you know, anytime after about 5:15.
Sure, I'll make a note of it. All right, so Mr. Mika, that's all pretty much information from my side for now. So you do expect a call back, and I'm pretty much confident that we can do something really good for you. I really appreciate your time, mm-hmm. and you have fantastic day from my side. Pleasure talking to you.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.